Hi, welcome to our weekly micro podcast. No more than 10 short minutes of exploration into the world of indie publishing and content creation. I'm Cherry Jeffs and...
I'm Paul Reed.
And we're Craving Distraction.
So where are we today? What's all this noise in the background?
Where are we today? Well, we're still in Locha, but we're at the other end of town. We're sitting outside a bar called Galabeth, very close to the street, so you may hear a few vehicles going backwards and forwards.
So, last week we talked about why, whether you're a writer, a photographer, an artist, or anyone in business, you might want to create an ebook. So if we convinced you, this week we're going to talk about how, once you've created your ebook, you can get it onto Kindle and lots of other ebook platforms. I'm one of these people who's been empowered to create my own ebook. And this week I've just been updating it, which has been really easy because I've been using a program called Sigil, which means that it took me about 5 minutes to make any changes I needed to do to my original copy and to upload it again to Amazon.
Well, why wouldn't you just use Word instead of Sigil?
Well, first of all, I have to admit I'm not a big fan of Word anyway, so I don't really use it to write. But if I had, I did write originally my first draft of Bust Your Creative Blocks in Word. But when I tried to then convert that into a file to upload to Amazon, I just kept getting loads of errors.
So using Sigil then, you don't get these errors, is that right?
Yes, you don't get the errors because Word has a lot of hidden code that when you're creating stuff and you do tend to get carried away and start styling your headings and all this sort of thing, that all is Word's own proprietary code. It's not code that's used by other software, so no other software can read it. So when you try to use that file to upload to, say, Amazon, it can't read all of that blurby code in there and you get errors.
Okay, so this would explain why it is that when you upload a book to Smashwords, for example, you often find it rejected if you give it in Word format because of this hidden code that's there underneath what you can see on the surface, I assume.
Yeah, that's true. So Smashwords has this thing called a meat grinder, and it basically just smashes all of the code out of your book and leaves it with a sort of empty, just a bit of very, very basic text. So using Sigil, you get something in between. You can create basic formatting in there that will be acceptable to all the different platforms, but you don't get any of the buggy code that you would get in Word.
I like it. I like the sound of this Sigil. How much is it going to cost me to get hold of this program? And is it available for all different computers? You know, I use a Mac, but I know some people use PCs or Linux. So is it available to all of these different platforms?
Well, the good news about Sigil is it's free, completely free. It's a piece of open source software. It's being constantly updated and it is available on all platforms.
Okay, so I've just got a couple more questions for you, Cherry. Is it possible to add photographs to my book using Sigil? And is it possible to have hyperlinks that take people out onto the net or, you know, those sorts of things?
Yes, you can definitely do all of that. You can put in images, you can create hyperlinks. That's all pretty straightforward. If you can use a basic word processor, it's the same kind of function. You just hit the toolbar and select what you need.
Okay, but surely I've got to know how to code. I've got to know how to write in HTML to do this.
No, just if you can use a word processor, then you can use Sigil.
Well, okay, so say I've completed my book in Sigil. What format does it export as?
It exports as an EPUB.
And with that single EPUB file, can I then use it to upload directly to Kindle?
Yes, you can, directly to Kindle.
And will I then have to create another one in a different format for Smashwords or Kobo or Barnes & Noble?
No, the really good news is that you can use that same file. You might need to add a little bit of extra information according to what the different platforms require in terms of, you know, copyright and stuff like that. But fundamentally, it's the same file.
So if you're interested in turning your book into an ebook and uploading it to the Amazon Kindle store, then why not have a look at our new book that's out this week called Get Your Book on Kindle. You can pick up a copy on the Amazon Kindle store, on Kobo, Barnes & Noble, or on Smashwords, or on any of the digital platforms, as well as Apple's iBook store. And it'll cost you no more than approximately €3.50 or $3.20, something like that.